אוקיי, חנוכה, תפשין, אין בוב. אוקיי, עומר בכי ברשי ומרב, עמד נר חנוכה צורך לבורך, רבי ירמיה says, הרואי נר חנוכה צורך לבורך, and talks about the ברכת הברכה. And the Rambam Milchus Chanukah Korayoyis Aveloy Birech Mevorach Shtaim Shosa Nishim En Sheechiyonu. Okay? Now the Rav Magid quotes the following. The Das HaRambam is even if they were madlik to a person already. What happens if somebody had the Bnei Bais and the Bnei Bais light for him? He still has to make a brocha if he didn't make the brocha himself. And the Rashba argues, the truest Rashba says no. Because there is no such a thing that if you made a mitzvah, why do you have to make a mitzvah again? So therefore, it's machloikas. Now, sort of Turchin in Kuntas Chanukah Megillah explain asks the following question: is what's the brocha of Sho'osa Nisim? Is the brocha Sho'osa Nisim a brocha? Is a birkas mitzvah? Is a chelik of the birkas mitzvah like every other mitzvah? Or the Eitzah Nisim is a brocha on the time of Chanukah where there was a nes? Because it's a time of Nes, so it's not the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Now, Tosis in Sukkah asks a question in Daf Mem Vov, now, why Sukkah and Lulav, they were not Mesakin to Mevarech Birchas HaRoyeh? One second, if Tosis asks that you should bear the Birchas HaRoyeh, there's no Zman of Nisim, right, on Sukkah and Lulav. And that's only by Chanukah is a Zman of Nes. So that should answer the Poshte Gashe, because this is a Zman that Nes happened. In the Midbar was a Nes, which was a long Nes, so it's not a specific localized Nes. That's why it doesn't make Sho'osa Nisim. Elamai, the Rambam and the Tosfos understood that's not. The word of Adloka Saner in what you call it, the mitzvah of Sho'osa Nisim is not on the Nes, is like a birchas mitzvahs, and therefore Sir Rambam says you should say this birchas mitzvahs by aroye, also by Ner Chanukah. Now the question you have to understand is, what birchas mitzvah there is? You're not doing a mitzvah; you're being aroye. So why should there be a birchas mitzvahs? But actually, that's not mashum toisvahs. So then you could say the shiiltes says a totally different thing. The shiiltes says in shiilta chovov. Birka Sho'osa Nisim is a birka zazman, is a birka on the zman, because it says before, "Shkadmatye yoyme disrechush nishali." So when the day comes, that's a day that a miracle happened. Kegoin Chanukah upuri mechayv levaruch Sho'osa Nisim lavoiseinu. So it's before when the day comes, it's a vrocha that tole on that zman. Now, the Ram, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha in Tafresh and Vov Seif Aleph. If you didn't make a Zman on the first night, you light the second night and the third night. What happens if it's, Bishop Rua asks, what happens in the Shara Tzion if you finished on the Neris? Do you make a Shechionu and a Sho'osa Nisim Stam on the Kedusha Sayyom? And he quotes the Miri, Mishaylo lehad likvinu mokum sheh shaliros, yeshoy mishu mevorech leat mishu'osa Nisim mishechionu belalachas. So the Mishra, the Meiri quotes a Yeshayim that you do that because you don't do Shasayim. So that's like the Shiltas, that Sho'osa Nisim is not the Birchas HaMitzvahs, is a Broch on the Yoim. So if that is the case, you could say that that's good with the Machloikas. According to the Rashmi, it's Birchas HaMitzvahs. Therefore, if you're Yoitze the Mitzvah, you can't make Sho'osa Nisim because you're Yoitze the Mitzvah through your wife. Mashenk and the Rambam holds that no, there's nothing to do. It's a brocha on the Zman Hanes. If that's a brocha on the Zman Hanes, if you didn't hear the brocha, you need to make a brocha. But Rav Turchin says, but this Pella, because I was going to that comes out, according to the Rambam, it will be like the Sheiltas, which means that you make a Sho'osa Nisim, even if you are not Roye. And the Rambam is not Mashma this way. Mashma is only Roye. So it's not like Sheiltas is. But then he wants to say that perhaps no. Perhaps there is such a thing that there is a birchas aroyeh, because there is a mitzvah to be roye. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is Zog the Shulchan Aruch like this. The Rav Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tafresh Ein Zayin Seif Gimel. He quotes the Mordechai. Yeshum Shafapishim Adlikim Alav Tabesu Mokum Shem Boiso Madib Yederuchas. That if you go, even if you're Yotze the Mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to you to light it. even if your yoitz already bidin near Shubis. Why? So the Ramo shikichayev liris es aneris. There is a chiyuv to liris. So it could very well be that the brocha, the Birkas HaMitzvah, is according to the Rambam. There are two halachas. There is a halacha of hadlaka, and there is a halacha of riyah. And you make a brocha on the riyah. And that brocha that you make on the riyah, even if you're yoitze, so that's the word, the Rambam is stuck in not on Kedusha Sayoyim. Is the Birkas HaMitzvah, or it could be not the Birkas HaMitzvah, it could be Birkas Tam, Birkas HaRoyah. But there is a takona to be your mitzvah, to be roye. So you make one bracha on the mitzvahs hadlaka, and Chazal here on a second a birchas aroya also. Now the question is, why is there a birchas aroya? Why is the mitzvah to see? So you could say that's a pure sumanes to yourself. But that if that is the case, then it's very shver. Also, it's asking from lulav and sukkah. Why doesn't it say here there's a mitzvah to be roya? Elamai, because it's on the mitzvah on the hadlaka, but there's no ma'aseh hadlaka. So it says to make a mitzvah. So what's the tushtel of Tosfos to ask? From lulav and from sukkah. First of all, dafka lulav and sukkah, not the other mitzvah, not matzah, but lulav and sukkah they ask. So what's the shaychus? If the mitzvah is mitzad, so elamai, there's some kind of a mitzvah, separate mitzvah, to make a mitzvah on haroyeh. Why were Chazal mesak in such a thing called a mitzvah of haroyeh? Okay? So the question is, so but you see this on the mitzvah of haroyeh. Now this idea of being royeh, Rabbi Yoshe Be'er quotes even more. He says, if you look at the Agoyis Maimonis brings 2 days. What happens if you do, we saw now that Rav Magid, if you already madlik, do you make a roya? The question is, do you make a roya before, you plan to be madlik, and you saw Ner Chanukah. Do you make a Birkas HaRoya? So if it's a birchas mitzvah, it's better to do when you do the mitzvah itself. That's shitas harashba. But he quotes in the Rambam, is mashma chol haroye, anybody who says it. So Yosh is bedaik that his mashma pashos harambam, like the second side of the Agoyis Maimon, is that even if you plan to light afterwards, if you see it, you make a birchas haroye. And the question is why? Not only the Agoyis Maimon quotes also there Masechta Sofrim. Masechta Sofrim, quotes that you make a shechion in the Shos Anisim after the hadlaka, and the Ramo holds that you make before the hadlaka. So what's the machlokes? So that's the question. If you hold the bricha as a bricha as a mitzvah, so like the Rashba, so you make before the hadlaka, before the ma'aseh hadlaka, over lasiyosan, and taki, if you're going to light it afterwards, you prefer doing it when you have a full ma'aseh mitzvah. But is the brocha, is a brocha on a roya, that's a separate mitzvah. So here you're roya. And therefore, the Ram hold the shita is that you make a birchas haroya. And if it's a birchas haroya, it could be that you make the brocha afterwards when you actually see it. Now, why don't you make a brocha oivel asiyose before roya? Because maybe the birchas haroya is not even a mitzvah, is not even a birchas mitzvah, because there's no ma'ase. It's tam called birchas haroya. And the question is, so he even quoted Reb Chaim was number one makbid, not to see a Chanukiah lit before he got home to light his own menorah, not to get into the sofik of the Agoyis Maimonis. And also he had a minak to be yoitzed the koladeyas, that the first night he taki made the brocha before lighting, but the second night he lit one candle, and he make before lighting mitzvah asher kedushon mitzvah tzivon ladlik ner Chanukah, and then he saw it. And then he made the broch of Shos Anisim by the second candles. Because then Mimono Shach is Yoitze. Either he's Yoitze Mitzad Haroye, that Shita Sarambam. And even if you go to the other side, to the Shita of the Ramo, that has to be beforehand, at least it's Oivel Asiyosam to the second adlocker, to the second and third candles. But you see, Beferush, that this is an idea that you have to do. And the question is, why is there a Mitzvah Haroye? Kazalo Besakana Brocha. Could be not even the Birkas HaMitzvahs. That's according to Reb Chaim, it's not much the Birkas HaMitzvahs. I told you from the Masechta Sofrim. But clearly there is on the, something on the mitzvah to be roye, and on that there is a brocha. Why Chazal Mesaken? And if you tell me that mitzvah per sumenisa, so then you share what's a kasha from sukkah and lulav. And the truth is, the kasha that we asked, why is dafka sukkah and lulav, right? Why isn't this by matzah? And in Lechoira, we see that there is a great kasher between Chanukah and sukkahs. According to Beishama, is poiches v'hoilech from Poreh Chag. There is a union of mehadrin, and Sukkis is the halacha of Hadar. Right? And not only that, by the way, the whole idea of doing the Shmoinas Yemei HaChag, even Maccabim says the Chanukah is Keneged Chanukah, Keneged Sukkis. That's why they made Shmoinas Yomim Keneged also the Shmoinas Yomim that you have with Shmini Atzeres. What's the kasher? So to explain that, the Balatani explains and says, what's the chimin between Neiros HaMikdash, which are Sheva, and the Neiros of Chanukah, which are Shmoina? And he says, those two are Keneged, the two Neiros, are the two, or the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Amos. The Pasuk says, the Imicha, I'm sorry, Oshur Kiyovo Be'arzeinu Vakimoinu Alav Shiva Roim Ushmoina Nisich Yodom. So that's it. By the way, this is the Torah Or in Parshas Miketz Omdaf Lamed Daled. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Uveyaki Oshur, when Oshur will come, will be, sorry. So the pasuk says, "Osher ki ovo be'artzein v'kimoyin alav shiva roim u'shmoyin nisich yodom." Seven shepherds and eight princes. And the Gemara in Sukkah, Daftun Beis Amud Beis, says, "Who is shiva saroim? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and shmoyin nisich yodom is Ishai, Shaul, Mashiach, and Eliyahu." So what's nafkimina between the shiva roim and the shmoyin nisich yodom? So zog the Balatanya. Because you know what a roye? Roye is doing the shepherd. Shepherd is doing the feed you. It's something that makes you grow, that gives you something that you eat. It's something, roye is the one that shepherds. Not only feeds others, but feeds himself also. Right? A person, ha-loikim, ha-roye, oisi. Right? And the lotion is, ha-toinus, royus, aledehem. So the pshat is, that's the parnosa, that's the idea that you grow. And that's keneged, the one that teaches you Torah. The roim are the one who taught you, and taught you something that you actually metabolize and you internalize. It's something that becomes food, becomes internal to you. That is keneged, the people who are the rabbim of Klal Yisrael. Avraham taught us Torah, Moshe, Yaakov, they taught us Torah, Midas HaChesed. We got taught something rational that we absorbed and is cognitive to us. That's got the called roim. But then there are princes. Princes is somebody who is above you, that you don't actually eat, you don't internalize, but is external. His aura is tangential to you. Those are the tzaddikim, like Ishai. They didn't teach you anything, but by osmosis, by being in his presence, by being surrounded by him, that gave you a unbelievable kedusha and an unbelievable tyra and an unbelievable aliyah. And that's keneged the makifin. The makifin are the people who are mashpia in you, not by teaching you, but by being there, by their own presence, by their own aura. It's like the person davens, right? You could teach somebody how to daven, or you could be next to somebody who's davening, and his kedusha puts you into an ecstasy. That you have a rabbi that's mashpia. That's keneged of kibbutz between a rabbi who teaches and a rebbe who's there, whose presence brings you kedusha by osmosis, brings you it, what's called the tangential kedusha. Those are the shmoina nisich yodom. That's keneged shiva, keneged olam hazeh, and shmoina is the b'china which is more elyona than the b'china shiva, which is the b'china of every day. You learn not by being taught, but by his presence, by osmosis. That is the two b'chinas. One is memale kol almin, and one is the kedusha, which is soiviv kol almin. And that kedusha of soiviv kol almin is for sure a greater kedusha. It's a kedusha that's beyond words, beyond the k'nal cognitive. If you look at it, is the shivas k'nei amnur in the Beis Hamikdash, the kedusha could be pnimis, you could absorb. But when you go to Yovan, with all Yovan is chokhmah, with chokhmah lane you can battle chokhmah. You have to get something which is beyond Chochmah, which is the presence. And that's why it's Davka Shmoina Neris, which is Keneged Shmoina Nesich Yodom. And therefore, Chazal Mesakin here, there is a mitzvah to be light, to do, but there is the mitzvah to be in the presence of the Neris. That's why Chazal instituted Davka Bechanukah, the mitzvah of Re'iyah. because that is connected. One is connected the asiya, connected the cognitive, connected taking the step, connected the shiva saroyim, the cognitive, the learning, the absorbing, the internalizing, and then there is the kedusha that you get by observing, by being in the presence, by the osmosis. That's why Chazal here misaken davka mitzvah v'riya. The only yontev, which is also by osmosis, that you get surrounded by the mitzvah, you don't internalize, is sukkahs. Sukkahs are the makifin, the anone, the kovet, they go around us. All the shiva saminim, which is the shem shomayim that we hold, sifrei Torah, that not that we learn, but we dance with it, that kedusha by osmosis, by presence, by that hashro, is sukkahs. That's what Tosfos says. If you make a birchas aroyim in Chanukah, you should make a birchas aroyim in Sukkot also. And that's the kesher between the two. The difference between the two is that that one is hashpo min hashomayim of the makifin, anon ha'kovet, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here's anon ha'kovet that we made it. That's why the neiros represent the kedusha of that yontif. So Emil is givaldik, that's why here davka dur misakin a birchas aroyim, and it's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a bircha brocha for the Ria alone. That is the makifin, which is the koyach against the oven, which is keneged the shemen, which shemen is a bechin of shmini, which is keneged above the teva, above the cognitive, which is that koyach ma, which is keneged the shmoni nesichei yodom, which is keneged b'kasaroyeh.